Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the giver of every good and perfect gift. I would like to call attention now to several most interesting and precious portions that are found in the Word of God. And I should like to just label my remarks like this. We're going to point out some scriptures that tell us what the Word of God has to say about the believer's sins. Now, it surely isn't necessary to remind my hearers today that there are but the two classes of people in the world, and they may be described in this way, the righteous and the unrighteous, the saved or the lost, and they may be spoken of as believers and unbelievers. And I want to think of it in this way today, especially, believers and unbelievers. And you surely must have noticed that we said at the beginning, we're going to notice some scriptures that tell us what has happened to the believer's sin. Now, should we remind you, first of all, of Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, which says, "All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity," or the sins of us all. My, how wonderful that truth is, if it could but reach your heart today in the power of the Spirit of God. Now, it would be very wrong to speak about my putting my sins upon Jesus. I couldn't do it in the first place. I do not know how many sins I have committed, and I wouldn't know how to lay them upon him. You see, he is no longer here upon earth. He is yonder in the glory. But I'm glad and I'm happy to be able to tell you that God, Jehovah, has laid our sins upon his own blessed Son. And the punishment that my sins deserve, and in other words, what I should have endured through the ceaseless ages of eternity in darkness and in despair and separation from God, the penalty that should have been mine has been borne by my blessed Savior. God laid them upon his own blessed Son. You know, my heart goes out in gratitude to God today with deepest and sincere thanksgiving. I can say, "Thank you, blessed, blessed God, for taking up my sins and for laying them upon your own dear Son. And you didn't put them there in part, but the whole. Every sin that I have committed, all my sins, past, present, and future, have been laid upon our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And he endured sin. So that as a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ, as a man who has personally trusted the Lord Jesus as his own personal Savior, put faith in the Word and in the work of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, I'm glad to be able to say that my sins were laid upon our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I should point out to you, too, just a little bit further, that there is a sort of a sequence in the order in which we're going to point out some things that are said about the believer's sins. Of course, the Word of God has a great deal to say about them. You know, it's sin that separates man from God. And in fact, the prophet Isaiah says that your sins have separated between you and your God, so that sin cannot live in the presence of God. He is of pure eyes and to behold evil, and he cannot look upon iniquity. Sin just cannot exist in the presence of our God. And so my sins were laid upon the spotless Lamb of God, and as the poet says, "And he knew them, but not only did he knew them, but bore them for me. Blessed be his name forever and forever." I should, however, like to notice something now that I think is equally as precious, and this is what it brings to me, and this is the result of his bearing my sins upon the tree. If you were to turn to the prophecy of Isaiah once again, and chapter 44 this time, and verse 22, you would read this amazing statement: "I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeem thee. Oh, precious, precious word. You know, I'm glad that my sins were laid upon Jesus, but you know, it's infinitely more precious for me to know that those sins that were laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ have been blotted out, eternally blotted out, and they can never again arise against me. And so if you ask me today, what about my sins? I point to my substitute. I point to my Savior. I say, He bore on the tree the sentence for me, and now both the surety and sinner are free. Yes, thank God. And we can further say, ne'er again shall God Jehovah smite the shepherd with a sword. Ne'er again shall cruel sinners set at naught our glorious Lord. The sin question then, so far as God is concerned, has been settled once and for all. And all who put faith in Him, who trust Him as Savior, can say, thank God, His word to me is, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. My, I couldn't put away sin, not even the least sin that I have ever committed. I could not blot out not so much as one of those sins. But there's one, thank God, who can blot them out and who has blotted them out. And so, as he says here, using his own words, and as a cloud, thy sins return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Yes, we can say, all who have trusted him, that we can now look up and we can say, a cloudless sky. You know, for sin hides the face of God, and sin stands between my soul and God as an unbeliever. But, you know, the work of Christ upon Calvary puts those sin away, and those sins away, and they are blotted out forever and forever. Now, I should like to trace this a little bit further, and we're going to ask you now to think of a very, very precious portion that's found in the New Testament, and I think in the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, yes, the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, and we shall read together at verse 7. Will you listen to it while I read it? In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Now, there's no way to measure His grace. There's no way to measure the limitless grace of our Lord Jesus, or the riches of His grace. And you know, where sin abounded, said Paul in Romans chapter 5, grace did much more abound. Thank God for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the only ground upon which God can justify sinners, can clear sinners, can blot out their sins, can bring those that are afar off nigh to Himself. It's on the basis of His precious, precious shed blood. Now, it's hardly necessary to relate that there are untold numbers of men and women in the world today who are trying to secure for themselves forgiveness of sins. And many are doing it by attempting to do penance or good works, and maybe even by joining the church or giving money to the so-called good cause, but not one of these could blot out sin, not one of these could bring to me the forgiveness of sins. You see, there is one, and I think, too, of that word that's found in the Gospel by St. Mark. We shall not turn to it, I shall merely refer to it, but we read there, who can forgive sins but God only? Now, if you're looking in any other direction, you're looking to the wrong source, and you will be defeated in your every such attempt, and you will have no peace within, no joy in that heart of yours. You can only know peace and joy and forgiveness when the eye rests upon the work that satisfies the God of heaven. Yes, friends, I'm so glad and so happy to be able to tell you that there is life for a look at the crucified one, life at this moment for thee. And so we would like to direct your gaze to the blessed Son of the eternal God so that you could know forgiveness. Now, says someone, let's be a little more specific. Tell me, I'm interested, I'm anxious, I've tried many things and in many ways to obtain forgiveness, but I still am not sure. My heart is heavy. There's a burden upon my soul. I'm not sure that my sins are forgiven. How may it be obtained? Listen to this. In whom we have redemption, through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And so I repeat that forgiveness of sins is through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are many more portions to which I'd like to refer, but the time element enters and we shall not be able to do it. However, there is one scripture more that I would like to use as I conclude this message to you, and this to me seems one of the most precious of all. Listen to this. Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Now, nothing could bring greater joy than this. In other words, there's a great deal more that we should say, and maybe we can in a later broadcast. But meantime, if you put your faith in the one efficient sacrifice, if your eye rests where God rests, and that's in the work of His Son, then you'd have this guarantee, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. May the Lord help you today to trust His Son for His great name's sake, and turn you to Him who is able to save. And not only able to save, but He is also able to keep, and He'd like to save that soul of yours. And then you'd know what we have been going over, scripture after scripture, and a great deal more we wish we could say. But wouldn't you like to have your sins forgiven? Turn to Him, receive Him today, and you'll know the forgiveness of sins. Now, if you have enjoyed what you have been listening to, you'd like further help, and if we haven't made things as clear to you as you would like, let us know. Drop us a line, please, Good News Hour, in care of the station to which you are listening, or Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. We are your servants for His great name's sake.